Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I finally have taken the bait. I finally have done it. I repent, confess of all my sins of not paying attention to what everybody was telling me regarding the masks. I was shamed this weekend in the airport. Everyone in the airport wearing masks like it's a convention of bank robbers. Before I was able to get on Southwest Airlines, I was required to put this thing on. And no matter how many thousands of people that they put out in the streets without any social distancing at all, I'm sorry if my glasses fog up. We sheep are still required to wear the masks, 6 foot distance. Don't touch anybody. Don't say anything. Don't pray about anything. Don't mention the name of Jesus while they burn America down. Burn America down. And I don't know what it's going to take for people to wake up and to understand exactly what's going on. As I said, I'm virtue signaling. Okay. I don't want anybody out there to get sick. I want you all to know that I care. I care. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to cover my eyes and I'm going to leave my ears open so I can hear everything everybody tells me, but I won't have to see with my own eyes and be smart enough to figure out what's going on. And the programming of the people of America is like, I can't even explain it. I walk through the airport. I'm going to peek at you. I walk through the airport and everybody is doing this. And you go up and you try to talk to somebody to get your flight correction changed. You got a big glass between you. When's my flight leave? No. Hey, take that thing off. When's your flight leave? It's unbelievable. So I sat in the airport and I thought, well, what am I going to do here? They're not going to let me on the plane without this thing around my face. I don't want to put this thing around my face. They can't make me put this thing around my face. What am I going to do? So I thought, is it worth going to jail? And they send me in jail. I clearly will win a lawsuit. Well, no, I won't win a lawsuit because the courts are rigged. There is no redress of grievances. So therefore, they can treat me like chattel. I paid to get on the plane. And they're going to make me do this. And I'm looking at, by the way, what's that say, Dale? Look, I can make one, $2 million. Yeah, I got you, man. Got some guy telling me they're not going to let me on the plane if I don't put on my mask. Not gonna let me on the plane if I don't put on my mask. I said, I paid $281 to sit on that seat. $281. And you're not gonna force me to put this thing over my face. And they said, well, the rule is you're not allowed to even be in the tarmac or whatever that place is called, the terminal, without your face covered. I said, really? I walked up here without a mask. I'm getting nervous now, right? So they hand me the mask. I said, sir, you're required to wear the mask. So here's how I wore it. Just like this. And I walked on the plane. And, oh, they wanted to shame me. They wanted to shame me. But I geared up. I was ready for it. Folks, do you understand that you look at what's going on in Washington, D.C.? You look what you see, the hundreds of thousands, maybe millions. I don't know what the numbers are, of people out in the street. And we act like that's not going on. They're burning down buildings, setting police cars on fire, shooting people, stabbing people, throwing stuff at people. And most of America is worried about this. It's like we live in a freaking parallel universe. What's going on? And hey, go ahead, Paul. Paul, please cover your mouth. Go ahead.
Well, two things. You probably should have started hacking and coughing when you got on the plane. Yeah, I should have. But also, too, this kind of reminds me. You remember that last? I don't know if people remember that last Batman movie.
I didn't watch it. So yeah, well, go ahead.
But Christian Bale played Batman, and there's a third installment of the last one he did. It's kind of similar to what's going on now. It's just chaos and anarchy in the streets and everything, and people wearing masks and all this stuff. So it's like kind of reminds me of that. And you got police departments now that are disbanding, like Minneapolis. I mean, it's crazy.
It's great. Is it unbelievable? And Paul, I'm in the airport and they tell me that I got to do this. It's like they're not even watching what's going on in the rest of the world. Well, those are the regulations. Really? Well, who made the regulations? By the way, are there regulations anywhere against burning down buildings? Are there any real life regulations against burning down buildings? Listen, I think I'm going to continue to wear this mask because that way you won't be able to know whether I'm serious or not, whether I'm laughing, happy, what, huh? Hey, folks, are there any regulations against burning down buildings? Are there any regulations against stabbing or shooting old retired police officers? Are there any regulations on that? No, but I got to wear this to get on the stinking plane. And I got to act like the rest of the world isn't going on. Because, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, I'm a Christian.
It depends on who spent the money to do the looting. See, if it was Soros and his cronies, then it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's okay because that's where the money came from. They're not going to stop him from doing it, are they? Come on.
No, they're not going to. In fact, can I tell you something, Mark? I'm finding this out. They ain't going to stop anybody to resist, I don't think.
Did you hear that the St. Louis district attorney turned away every case of a looter against him? They released them all out of jail, every single one of them.
I saw that, Dale, but listen, I don't really care about that because you guys, you're about to get a tornado, a hurricane down there, and New Orleans is going to be blown off the map, Dale. That's what they told me last night on the news.
Are
you blown off the map yet down there, Dale?
We went to dinner, Coach.
It's amazing, isn't it? And amazing what's going on. This can't be good, right? Look, folks, come on. As I'm doing this right now, my glasses are steaming up. I don't know if you guys can see that or not. So therefore, it tells me my own breath is going into my eyes. Right?
That's what that little metal thing is for, to keep that from happening.
I don't have that little metal thing. Maybe I got it upside down, Larry. Then nobody showed
me.
Put some wipers on your glasses. Now, folks, listen to me. I understand 6 weeks ago, two months ago, they were telling people to wear a mask. I got it. And we've been all through that, right? It's June 8th. And they've got hundreds of thousands of people walking out of the streets. And not a one of them. Well, some of them are wearing masks because masks are what? They want to hide your true identity, aren't they? That's what it's all about. I'm going to take it off. By the way, I would like to thank Southwest Airlines for this. Actually, I have two of them because I told them both time I didn't bring a mask and I'm not wearing a mask. And they gave me one anyway. And so at least my beard's probably safe. That's what I wore.
Those things are absolutely worthless. Will not stop a bacteria.
Dale, we know that. Why do we continue, folks? Why do we continue to perpetuate bad science? Why do we do? See, this is what this show is going to be about today. Because the battle is and will always continue to be about truth. And you know what's happened to us? We Christians, whatever that word means, no longer speak truth.
We Christians are now more concerned about hurting somebody's feelings, or, dare I say it, virtue signaling. Do you guys know what that term? That's a new word, by the way. Do you guys know what virtue signaling is? Virtue signaling is this. I'm a good person. That's virtue signaling, see. And so America, the American church is wrapped up in virtue signaling. Somebody sent me a video yesterday, audio, video. Thank you, Lord. Of a Sunday morning service where an American pastor stood in the pulpit and said, are you sitting down? Hang on. Are pulpits supposed to speak truth? Because remember, the battle's over truth. The battle is over truth. I heard a pastor, somebody sent me the tape of a pastor who stood in his pulpit and said to the congregation, some of which are black in his congregation, he's just a pandering, prissy pastor, if you want to know my truth, want to know what I think, right? Just a panderer. He said, I ought to play the clip for you. He said, there's one thing that's abundantly clear. I'm paraphrasing a bit. There's one thing that's abundantly clear to all of us, if we'll just be honest. If George Floyd was white, he would be alive today. Folks, that's blasphemous. That is blasphemous. Does this man of God standing in the pulpit have any evidence of the truth of that? Any evidence at all that if George Floyd was white, he would still be alive? Does he have any evidence? Based on what would a man of God stand in the pulpit and say to the people, if that guy was white, he'd still be alive today? That's an opinion, is it not? He could say it was his opinion. It was his opinion. That if it, we all know it's my opinion. I don't have any proof of this. That's not what he said. I could play the clip. He said, we all know this. George Floyd was alive. He's white. He'd still be alive today. Hey, you know what happened? Oh, yes. They all clapped. They all clapped. Can I tell you something? I don't know if he would be. Can I tell you something else? I don't even know if he's dead. Closed casket. Today he's going to have what? His third or fourth funeral? Third or fourth? Has anybody seen the body? Anybody seen the body of George Floyd? Anybody seen it? I don't want to go down that one. Hang on. Bear with me a second. I'm sorry. Just go ahead and tell me. Go ahead. Tell me about the flu is going to kill everybody. Go ahead and tell me that. Tell me how racist I am. Yeah. See, my ears are still working, but my eyes don't. My ears work. I hear everything. I hear all the propaganda, but I don't have the ability to see with my own eyes, see the truth. We got our masks in the wrong place. I had a wonderful trip to Lincoln, Nebraska. Can I bear with me a second? Okay. I just got to get some of this stuff off my chest. There's trouble right here in River City with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Remember that from the Music Man? I went to Omaha, Nebraska with Ken Hall. God bless Ken Hall. His wife, Debbie, family. His efforts to outreach to the wake up the Patriots in Omaha, Nebraska. I've never been to Omaha, Nebraska in my life, ever. Home of Boys Town, by the way. Did you guys know that? Boys Town, where they molested all those children at Boys Town. Why is it? The devil's always at work, isn't it? The devil's always infiltrating good things and destroying them. Everywhere you look, the devil, the left, destroys everything they touch. Now they want to do away with police departments. It's amazing. Omaha, Nebraska. Lincoln, Nebraska. Do me a favor, Sheldon. Pull up real quickly a map of the United States. Just Google one and throw it up there on the screen for us. And I want to make a point that Ken Hall kept trying to convince me. Whoa. Ken Hall was telling me about it. I didn't want to see it. I don't I don't want to see it. Don't tell me that, Ken. Wait a minute. I'll just put my mask on and quit breathing and I'll be a good boy. Don't tell me. Don't make me look at that, Ken. We all know, Ken, that if George Floyd had been white, he'd still be alive. We all know that from the pulpit. Map of the United States. Can you make it a little bigger? Look at that, folks. Can you get any more in the middle than Nebraska? Put on Lincoln. Can you get any more in the middle than Nebraska? It's pretty much in the middle, isn't it? See where Omaha is? See where Omaha is? That's where I flew in there. Look how close that is to Denny Bryan, the folks in Des Moines. Look at that. Look at that. Denny's not in Des Moines. He's clear on. Look at that. Lincoln, Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska. Folks, right in the middle of the heartland. Right in the middle of the heartland. You got there Friday night. You can find it on my Facebook page. We drove down the street, and there are protesters. They're communist infiltrated young people paid by whoever to bring, what do they call that stuff? I'm in Omaha, Nebraska, in the heartland, in the middle of America, folks. In New York City, this isn't LA. This isn't New Orleans, except they're not doing it in New Orleans because they're about to get blown away with a tornado, a hurricane, according to the news. This isn't Detroit. This is Omaha, Nebraska. And the streets were filled with young white punks. Yeah, your children that you send to government schools and to government universities are protesting in Omaha, Nebraska? Lincoln, Nebraska? Hey, Sheldon, I'm going to see how quick you are on the flip here. See if you can find pictures of riots in, they won't use that. Riot, hey, try to Google it, Sheldon. Pictures of riots in Lincoln, Nebraska. Lincoln, Nebraska. They won't say riots, will they? They'll call them protests. They'll call them peaceful protests. Lincoln, Nebraska. The state capitol in Lincoln, Nebraska has its windows boarded up. Lincoln, Nebraska. Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
They call that flyover country, right?
But
that flyover country is the same country that gives you your food. You know, it's just ridiculous that we put up with these stupid terms, things like that.
That's right. Put protests up there. No riots. Hey, listen to me, Sheldon. They won't call them riots. They're protests. They're peaceful protests, Sheldon. Protests in Lincoln, Nebraska. Let's see what we get. See if we get pictures of broken windows in the state house.
You've never taught us to be peaceful like that.
We taught you a different way to be peaceful, didn't I? Right? Right. Mark, Lincoln, are you hearing me? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? People bust in to Lincoln, Nebraska. And you know why? Well, Ken Hall told me. I thought maybe we'd see the Capitol building, Sheldon. Well, there you can see pictures of what's going on in Lincoln. There it is. That's the heartland of America. Look what's going on. It's on your screen right now. Pick out any one of the pictures. Pro-lifers laying down. I mean, it's. So Ken Hall said that they're having issues. You better listen to me. That they're having issues now with cars, vans, unmarked vehicles that are driving around the cornfields, the wheat fields, the cattle fields, the pig fields of Lincoln, Nebraska. And there's grave concern. I'm not wearing a hat. I'm wearing a mask. And that they have great concern out there that the food supply is about to be attacked in Nebraska. Killing of cattle, poisoning of water. Folks, this isn't racial. This is not racial. These are demon-controlled young people programmed with communism and atheism that don't even know what they're marching for.
And America, America own America. America fighting America. That is the ideal plan of Satan, is to have us doing this. Our children, then what are you going to do to children? They don't know any better. You leave them alone. Mm-hmm. You know, that they become a demographic like all the other rioters. Oh, well, that's just what they do. It's horrible.
Mark, it's Sheldon, let's do this. Thank you, Mark. You led me right into it. I got a new video posted on the webpage today. I'm sorry. I was going to do a real nice introduction. I haven't had a chance to get into it. Sheldon, I want you to play this for the people, Sheldon, because I think this is critical for them to see. Go to our stuff, Sheldon, and go to I'm sorry, folks. Golly, where is it? Which one is it? Go to the second one, Millennial Millie. Go to Millennial Millie. Sheldon, I sent it to you in the email. I sent it to you in the email today.
It might be time to look for Khrushchev's speech, Coach.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, I just posted this, or Jared is posting this on our website. But Sheldon, I want you to go just put it to the 16-minute mark, because Millennial Millie does an unbelievable video showing us exactly what Mark Trump just said. These are our children that they have seized. Started at about the 15:30 minute, Sheldon, and just it's only going to be about 3 or 4 minutes. Folks, you want to know what's going on? Go to the website and watch this video. Okay, go back just a little bit further. Just a little bit further, Sheldon. Go to the 15-minute mark. Folks, we're probably picking it up right in the middle of a rant, but it's exactly what Mark's back just a little bit more. Minnesota's governor's daughter is tweeting out intel. His daughter. Huh? Go ahead, play that right there. Just let it roll. So, folks, we're picking it up right in the middle, okay? But understand this is all orchestrated, and they're using our children against us. Go ahead.
It is clear that this is the time for anarchist revolutionaries to act without hesitation.
Where was she when preventative measures could have been taken to prevent the riots?
Facial recognition has confirmed that Ilhan Omar and her boyfriend Tim Minette were in attendance at the riots following the Trump rally in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah. And did I mention her daughter was promoting Antifa during the riots? And the governor of Minnesota's daughter was tweeting out police locations to Antifa during the riots. Or how about Keith Ellison's son, a legislator in Minnesota, calling for police abolition? And what about Representative Kane, you know, Hillary Clinton's running mate? His son's involved with these Antifa groups as well. The person that we know inside sent off a bunch of their internal communiques to the DOJ, and then, interestingly, Discord put out a public statement saying they won't help aid terrorism and put out a warning. Then on Twitter, we saw lots of these leftist Black Lives Matter and Sunrise Movement kids all saying, don't use Discord anymore, switch to Signal. It's also interesting that Jack Dorsey also at the exact prime moment put out a tweet saying everyone switch to Signal.
19 of our 30 endorsed candidates won their seats. And we endorsed and elected some amazing candidates, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, and Rashida Tlaib.
The same Sunrise Movement organizers that helped get the squad into office also helped set the stage for the mass protests, burning of buildings, escalation of destruction in Minneapolis, and throughout the United States, using George Floyd's death as their trigger moment to launch their communist revolution. On June 1st, after days of riots, burning of businesses, many of which Black-owned, after killings and mob beatings on the street, AOC participated in a private Zoom conference with leadership from the Sunrise Movement, promoting more escalation.
You know, there are folks that are dismayed at the violence and at the destruction. We talk about police abolition, and people say that this is a radical demand. You know what police abolition looks like? It looks like a white affluent suburb. And when it comes to environmental justice, it's the same thing. And so I just thank each and every one of you for leading that systemic change, for ushering that systemic change.
Why did it take so long for the police to file charges and for the district attorney's office to move towards criminal prosecution? There was plenty of video evidence circulating on social media to justify immediate action by local law enforcement. Why? Is it because it allowed for more escalation and shift of blame towards the organizers' true goal, going after President Trump, his supporters, and the American justice system? Why was the graphic video of George Floyd allowed to circulate on social media without age restrictions? Many violent graphic videos and videos committing crimes and promoting criminal activity were allowed to circulate on social media. Why? This stirred the pot, invoking rage and racial division, sparking mayhem across the nation. Social media platforms also served as tools for rioters and looters to communicate, coordinate, and undermine law enforcement's ability to quell the situation.
Last night, when that police station went up in flames, me and my girlfriend, we poured shots. We were happy. It was a celebration in this house.
Multiple police stations in Democrat-ran areas were set on fire and destroyed. Why?
Running strategic campaigns to defund the Minneapolis Police Department, oriented around a vision of the abolition of police. So the idea that we're actually fighting for a world without police.
And watch, the charges against the police officers probably won't stick. And another set of race riots will be launched demonizing Trump and his base. Not the Democrat leadership that created this mess. Oh no, white people that foolishly take the bait and grovel thinking that their submission to skin-deep guilt will serve as their penitence for fake racial division.
I work for Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry that I scared you.
Okay.
But since I work for that company, my CEO has told me to come out today and to bring you on your knees because you have white privilege. And could you just please apologize for, you know, for your white privilege? Just apologize?
I am.
You're a racist? You're a racist?
I don't think so.
Yeah, whatever. What is a racist, guy? You don't even know what it is. It's not in the dictionary. It's not even an English word, man. It's a game that you play on a street corner.
This is just the beginning. In our next video, we will show never-before clips of Sunrise Movement organizers claiming to have been sexually assaulted by Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden
and
other Democrats.
Hear no evil, see no evil. Hear no evil, see no evil. Go ahead. Yeah, come on in.
Charles Manson made more sense than the rest of the people and the other people in that video.
You mean the prophet? You mean the prophet Charles Manson, who told us exactly what was going on? Oh my goodness, my goodness. So, hey, so go ahead.
Hey Dave, I want to know how all these folks want to defund the police departments. How are they going to defend themselves when they don't even believe in having a gun?
it's the ultimate insanity, isn't it? It's the ultimate.
Hey guys, the money's going to go to Antifa. They're going to become the police.
That's right, brother. That's it, Paul. Oh yeah, they want. Remember, they say they want the money to go to what? To minority groups? To what? To improve the lives of minorities? Yeah, just give them the gun. Make them the police.
I'm sorry, Coach. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Bobby.
Leftists don't believe in defense. They only believe in aggressive offense, like you're saying now. They've been teaching the kids for the last, especially within the 10 years, to lay down on the floor in the schools in front of bullies. So in their mind, self-defense is a mythical action.
It is, Bobby. They're constantly on the offensive, constantly on it.
You know,
hey, Coach.
Yes.
Do you have the Project Veritas videos that show inside the Antifa, like teaching them how hand-to-hand combat?
I saw them this week. Remember, I was out of town this weekend, so I'm a little behind on my emails. I saw them, Paul, but I didn't get a chance to pull them up. I mean, I watched them. But see again, folks, here's the thing. How much more information do we need that this stuff's gone on? How much more? I get frustrated. I come here every day and produce more information that here's what's going on. And look at this. Here's what's going on. Here's what's going on. But look, here's what's going on. Look at this. Here's what's going on. You know this, don't you, folks? That the people in the street are all young people. They're all young people for the most part. This isn't middle-aged black men and women out
marching like that. No, no, these are young white people. Young white people screaming about racism. But it's not about racism, my friends. It's about, that's the vehicle that they are leading to you for anarchy, folks.
Yeah. Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
You know, there is world historical precedence for exactly what's happening today. And it was where the poor people rose up and they demanded that the upper class, the rich people, the protected or privileged people and everything, that they be pushed aside. And by golly, they not only have pushed them aside, they chopped their heads off and called it the French Revolution.
They did that, Larry. They did that more than once if we follow history, right? Hey, dude, real quickly, Sheldon, click on the email that says protesters needed. Protesters needed. And that pastor says, we all know that if George Floyd was white, he'd still be alive. I don't know that. I don't know that, you freaking hireling. I don't know
Hey,
that.
Coach.
Yes.
He probably would have died of coronavirus. You gotta remember that.
Well, I can promise you this. I know this to be true. They closed down their church during the whole thing. Oh, no, they didn't close it down. They had people sit in their cars and honk horns as they stood on the platform in front. This guy did, right?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Who mourns for Tony Tempa? Who mourns for Tony Tempa?
I don't know. Nobody mourns. Hey, Vinny, I don't even want to hear any more information. I don't know. Yeah, I know.
Huh? Hey, Coach. Why don't one of us apply to be a protester, go through the process? Why don't we infiltrate? Why don't we do that stuff? Why don't we become offensive? Why don't we tear their stuff down?
Because that wouldn't be very Christian, Mark. That would be deceptive, and Christians aren't deceptive, Mark. Protesters needed. That was tongue-in-cheek. Oh, wait a minute. Now my tongue's in my cheek. Can you tell? Protesters needed downtown. Folks, I was in Omaha, Nebraska this weekend. We are Antifa, and we're willing to pay up to 1,000 people $25 per hour for protesters in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Omaha, Nebraska. Basically, we want to cause as much chaos and destruction as possible. We have a bail fund and legal counsel set up, and this will take place every night through the BLM protest on June 13th. Something coming up June 13th. You'll be paid nightly and can come and go as you please. We want chaos to help further our agenda. There it is. Say, well, that's fake. Really? Here, whoa. Say it again. That's fake. That's fake. I don't want to see that. That's fake. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Hey, Coach.
Jeff.
We went to the protest in Coshocton Saturday night. Uh-huh. And we're just basically kind of observing just to get a feel for what's going on. They opened up, they let a pastor of a biker group open up in prayer. And he's going around hugging everybody with their Black Lives Matter shirts on. Then the...
Jeff, as far as you can tell, are these local people there, Jeff?
Just a few that I could tell. Some, not much. Mount Vernon's was a lot of strangers in town, too. Mount Vernon had 500. This one had about 250 down there. Mm-hmm. And then it's like they got signs about Jesus wasn't a racist. And then the Salvation Army come in, a man and a woman with a cooler, to give them water. As I started speaking to them and asking them, I said, what are you doing down here? You guys sharing the gospel with these people? What are you doing? Buddy, they got away from me and Pastor Bill and Drew. They left and went and set up somewhere else. But it's just nonsense. So what we did was we didn't want to start anything because you know how it is. They'll label us as the haters and as fire starters. So we waited for them to get done with their five or six speakers. They started marching around the block. So then we decided, okay, it's time. And we addressed the black babies in the womb being killed. What about the black babies? Man, one time around the square, that whole crowd, and Pastor Bill and I agreed, one more time a march around, we're going to start a riot. So we end up getting out of there. But I told him later, we got to go and do something. You know what I mean? Amen. It's just nonsense.
So do me a favor, Sheldon. Pull up the next to the last thing, black genocide. See, this is the folks. This is the poison pill against Black Lives Matter. This is the poison pill.
It's borderline.
It's the poison pill. We have to continue to get on this horse and ride it. Don't tell me Black Lives Matter. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. In fact, I got another good thing. Hey, I don't know if you've picked up on this thing. I'm pushing back. Everywhere, every lie I see, I'm pushing back. I am aggressively pushing back, folks. Because the truth is, most of us are go along to get along, especially we Christians. We've been patted on the back, told how nice we are, and behave and follow the government, just like a mean dog. My son brought his girlfriend's dog over here yesterday, big old dog. What's her name? Doesn't matter. Big old dog. And she wasn't very comfortable around me. Wasn't very comfortable around me at all. And so she kept running from me and looking at me. I didn't know if she was going to bite me or not, but I, whoa, what's going on? So I outsmarted her. You know what I did? I went and grabbed a piece of meat. And I held out that piece of meat. She looked. She came over and she sniffed and she bit. Chewed that piece of meat up. And I went and got another one. I walked over the other side of the room. I got another piece of meat. She came across the other room, came up, sniffed it and bit. Then she started following me around. That's us. Sheep. Sheep. Dogs. Listen.
That's what they did to Black people, Coach.
Listen, I'm just telling you, folks, I'm pushing back against all this. I'm pushing back against all of it. If your pastor stands in your pulpit and apologizes for racism, I'd run as fast as I could possibly. First of all, racism doesn't even exist. It doesn't. It's a creation of the CIA or whoever. We know this. The kings of this earth have created the idea of racism. Do you hear racism against Chinese people? Do you hear racism against Filipino people? Why is it only racism against Black people? Because we've all been programmed to believe it, see? We've all been programmed to it. And so we find an organization. We find an organization like Planned Murderhood, Black Genocide, Planned Murderhood, and we begin to point that out to people. Oh, no, no, that's not really going on. No, Black Lives Matter. No, those cops are killing us. I say, yeah, but they're killing babies. And we're like, what? No. Selective sight, selective truth. And it happens because we buy into it. And get up in our churches and apologize for racism. Apologize for racism? You're losing your mind. Black abortions, but hey, this is the poison pill. This is the poison pill. Anytime anybody tells you that Black Lives Matter, this is the poison pill. Right here it is, boys and girls. More than crime, Black abortions by the numbers. More than crime, more than accidents, more than cancer, heart disease, and AIDS, abortion has taken more Black Americans' lives. Every other cause of death combined since 1973. You take every other cause of death, and abortion is still, take all of them and put them in a pot, and abortion has still killed more Black people than any other thing on the face of the earth. Wow, almost four times, Black babies are dying at almost four times that of white women. Four times. Can I tell you this? Black women are 5.5% of the population, maybe 6. Blacks are 13%. But half of women would be 6%. 6% of the women are having almost 50% of the abortions. Four times that of white women. Average of 900 Black babies are killed every day in the United States. Every day. This tragedy continues to impact the population levels of African Americans. See, I don't even like that word. Hey, pardon me a second. What the hell is an African American?
Exactly.
Am I a European American? What kind of American am I? Africa is a continent, by the way. National statistics. More than 20 million Black babies have been aborted since 1973. 20 million. And we're falling all over a place with George Floyd. You don't think you've been set with. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't tell me about it. Don't give me those statistics. Don't give me that truth. Black women have a significantly higher abortion rate than whites and Hispanics. Can you make that a little bit bigger for me, Sheldon? Or maybe I can look up at this one. 38% of all abortions in the United States in 2016, 38% were on Black women, who are 6.5% of the population. Don't tell me Black Lives Matter. Don't tell me that.
Coach.
Huh? Don't tell me that.
Coach, here's the thing. They want to talk about a white cop killing a Black man, But then they won't say anything about black men killing black men.
They don't do anything about. I got a video coming up.
They're silent.
There's silence. There's silence. Folks, listen. It's about truth. And I'm going to promise you this. Truth cuts. Truth is going to bring division. And we're in the mess that we are in because for too long, we have decided that we were not going to speak the truth, that we were going to lie. Say, what do you mean we're going to lie? Well, we were going to agree with people just because we didn't want to be controversial or make people nervous. So therefore, we decided that we would adopt lying or half-truths as a way of life. Somebody say amen. I'm telling you the truth. We will not speak.
Put an example.
What's that?
I want to put another example in there of the total programming. Back in 1964, if you had a birth certificate for a black person, what was it called? It was Negro or Caucasian.
Right.
It wasn't African American.
Right.
Who do we know that has a birth certificate born in 64 whose birth certificate says African American?
Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
Hey. Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yes.
Yeah, the fact of the matter, African American be somebody's born in Rhodesia and decided to become an American citizen. That's an African American. They could be white.
That's right, brother. That's what I said. What do you call? I'm put this meme up on my Facebook page. What race is a South African American? What race are they, Paul? A South African American.
How about an Egyptian? That's Africa.
Hmm. Well, we know that, don't we? If we know the truth, somebody help me out here. I'm not real good at some of this stuff. Barack Obama's father, he wasn't from Africa, was he? Barack Obama's not an African American. His dad wasn't his dad Egyptian? Somebody help me, Paul. Somebody help me. Wasn't his supposed
Kenyan,
father
Kenyan?
Kenyan. Kenyan. Is Kenyan Africa?
Yeah, but wasn't his mom Isn't white? That, doesn't that make him half right. African American?
Well, see, listen, we don't want to talk about this, do we? We don't want to talk about this because they're going to call us all kinds of names. But we're letting them get away with untruths. We're letting them get away. And it's the truth that sets us free. So we are in a position where we have got to start setting truth bombs. And no matter what, how much it might offend people, truth bombs. Go to my Facebook page, Paul.
And also, Coach, you know that they go to this thing, and this is where we tend to back up, is they begin to call, not only races, they begin to call us all kinds of names. Brother, let me tell you what. I come right back and I use biblical names right back. I call them names. My wife goes, you really shouldn't do that. I said, oh, I should absolutely do that. I should provoke them unto these things. I said, when they call me that, I tell them, I said, you're no more than a Christian. You are a poached egg. You know, I have no yep. problem with going right back at them because that is their offense, is to get us to retreat.
Amen. When
we stand our ground and refuse that. And
amen. Confront that. That's what I'm saying, Dale.
They want you to kneel. They want you to kneel, Dale. That's what they want you to do.
They want you to bow down. Scroll on down, Sheldon. I want to show you guys something. I want to show you several things I posted here. I'm going to keep going. I'll tell you to stop when I tell you to stop. I got a lot of good stuff. America has a sin problem, not a skin problem. Go on. Keep on going, Paul. Keep on going. Keep on going. Keep on going. Ho, 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 ho. Okay, now, listen. I'm going to give you fair warning. It has profanity in it, okay? This has profanity in it. It's had 10,387,000 views in about a week, okay? Now, I can't say this because I'm a white guy. Whoa. They muzzle me.
Hey, Coach, you get my free black license for it.
Okay. I'll take your black privilege here for a while. Oh, yeah, there's black privilege. I'll talk about that here in a second. Okay. Hey, listen, Christians, hold your ears. There's going to be profanity, okay? There's going to be profanity. I'm sorry that on this Christian show, but you got to hear it. Got here. Go ahead and play a little bit of this. Go ahead. Can't hear it on my end.
How's everybody doing? Told y'all I was gonna make this next video. This is my last one for today. But it's a part of the same topic, you feel me? And It's a topic that needs to be discussed. It's not discussed enough. And I notice people do try to say it, but because they ain't, they're not black, it doesn't get talked about. And if a person that's not black talks about it, y'all tear them apart. You feel me? And okay, I get that. I'ma wait until I get a couple more viewers on here, and I'm about to speak some more real. It's gonna be my last video today. Alright? And what we're gonna talk about is very real, and it is very touchy. Alright. I got five. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Alright, look. Black Lives Matter, right? I agree. Totally. When do they matter to us? I shared a video last night in Indianapolis. People were out there protesting, right? Against police brutality and black lives being murdered. Black lives being killed, right? We all seen that. It's been all over the country. But yet, I drove past Golo yesterday and Gary, my brother was dead. Corner was out there. Guess who killed him? It wasn't the police. It was somebody that looked just like him. Somebody look just like me. Somebody look just like you, black man. Indianapolis, shootout. They fighting each other, beating the hell out of each other. Protesting, and they other people are yelling. They're like, yo, you fighting the wrong people. They don't care. They pull out the guns and start busting at each other, trying to kill each other. So when do black lives matter? When are we going to say that black lives matter all the time and stand up to the people in our own communities that take black lives, that aren't police officers, that aren't prosecutors locking them away? You feel me? You know how many people's faces I see on a t-shirt on an everyday basis, man? You know how many of my people get killed every day? You know how many of my people I lost personally in my lifetime due to just violence in the hood? You feel me? We don't care about our own lives, so how the hell are we gonna expect the system to care about it? How the hell are we going to expect them to want to change anything when we out here killing each other? They don't even got to do nothing. Literally, they can make the police take a fucking month off. 1 month. And police, let it be told that police ain't going to answer to calls. And you know what's going to happen? Niggas going to die. Places are going to get robbed. Women going to get beat. All types of crazy shit. When do black lives matter to us?
You can stop that.
When do we look at our brother and say, yo, man.
Not allowed to say that, are you? Not allowed to say that. We're not allowed to say that. If we say that, we're racist. This has had 10 million. Isn't that what it said? 10 million views. I was in the airport, and I had to do what they call a layover. I'd sit there for a while. You know what I spent my layover doing? I went around and I looked up black folk. And I sat down beside them. I said, you don't really believe white folks hate black people, do you? You don't really believe that, do you? I bet I did it 40 times. You don't really believe white people hate black people just because of your color of your skin. You don't believe that, do you? You know what they all said? Nah, man. Nah, dude. I'm cool. What's going on? Why is the, and then you see a pastor stand in his pulpit and promote racism as if it's real and it exists. I'm just telling you. They're killing their own babies. Killing their own babies and then griping when a police officer kills one of them. Anybody think I'm doing okay here today? Go to Jeremiah. Did I have that up? I got Jeremiah here, don't I? Didn't I put that on there for you? Oh, Lord, did I not do that?
You're doing fantastic, Coach.
Thanks, Vinny. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not going to cower anymore. It's at the end. Peace, peace, where there is no peace. Peace, peace, where there is no. Hey, Paul, Sheldon, just click on the last link. Just click on the last link. It'll pull it right up.
Hey, Coach.
Yes. Yes. Got a buzzing in the background.
This is Jeff and Fallon.
Yeah, Jeff, is that you buzzing?
Today.
Oh, ye children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem and blow the trumpet to Tekoa and set up a sign of fire in Beth Hakerem, for evil appeareth out of the north in great destruction. And I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. United States, I'm talking about daughter of Zion. Christian people. The shepherds with their flock shall come unto her, and they shall pitch their tents around America, and they shall food every one, and they shall food everyone in this place. Can you scroll down, Sheldon, please? Prepare you war against her. Talking to the enemy. You prepare your war against God's people. Arise and let us go up at noon. But woe unto us, for the day goeth away, for the shadows of evening are stretched out. See, it's going to get dark here soon, boys. Arise and let us go out by night. Let us destroy her place, palaces. For thus hath the Lord of hosts said, hew down trees, break in windows, destroy property. This is a city to be visited. She is wholly oppressed in the midst of her. As a fountain casteth out water, so she casteth out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wounds. Folks, this is Christian America he's talking about here. So no, not coach. He's talking about Israel. Okay. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from you, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus says the Lord of hosts, thou shalt thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back thine hand as a grape gatherer to the baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Hang on a minute. Hang on. Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot, scroll down, please, and they cannot hear. Behold, their behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, says the Lord, I'm ticked. I'm full of fury. I'm weary with holding it in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad, upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and their wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of America, says the Lord. From the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, even everyone is given to covetousness. Did I talk about that the other day? And from the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone tells lies from the pulpit. Every one of them. If George Floyd was white, he'd still be alive. We all know that. That's a lie! How about this one? They have healed also the hurt of my daughter, of my people, slightly. In other words, they've treated it as if it wasn't important. They have healed the wounds of my people as if they were not serious. Saying peace, peace. There ain't no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed this abomination, when they started killing all those babies? Were they ashamed? No, they weren't ashamed. They couldn't even blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. And at that time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. We all know if George Floyd would be white, he'd still be alive. Come on in, Jeff.
If you can hear me, my internet's been hosing up.
I can hear you. Go.
We have right here in Boleta, Nevada, in a rural town, 63 miles from Sparks Arena. They're coming here to be here about 4 o'clock this afternoon. And they were here yesterday. And I preached, and I defeated them with the power of the Holy Spirit. But I tell you, I'm going to experience it. And it's an organization from Reno Sparks chapter. This town is going to get fired up, and they're carrying their guns, and they're not going to let them be vile to our city.
God bless you, Jeff.
That's all I got to say.
Folks, listen. How much time do I got? I got 6 minutes. Being saved and being Christian are not the same thing. We'll say that again. being saved, whatever that means, and being a Christian, whatever that means, are not the same thing. They're not the same thing, my friends. And that we understand that it's only the truth that makes us free. If we believe that it's only the truth that makes us free, why do we perpetuate lies? Why do we go silent against lies? Why do we not speak up and speak the truth? Why do we not do that? Why do we not say to Black America, hey, fellas, if you married the mother of your children, a lot of these problems would go away if you would just get married. A lot of these, why won't we say that? Why won't we say it? Because, see, they'll tell us that there's systemic racism. Well, coach, there it's happening because the white man has done this. The white, really, really, really. You know what the greatest? You know what the greatest racism? Go ahead.
How insulting to the Black American community that they can't make it on their own.
They can't even marry. They can't even marry their wives. They don't. They're just animals. They don't know how to marry women.
Hey, coach.
Hey, coach.
Yeah, Vinny.
Coach, you can't fix racism against Black people by being racist against white people.
You can't. Well, first of all, it doesn't exist, right, Vinny? You're trying to eliminate something that does not exist. Hey, wait a minute, though. It's important for all of us to know that if George Floyd was white, we all know he'd still be alive.
Hey, coach.
Nonsense.
Yep.
I apologize. I don't know how to lead you to the link of this video, but I saw a video today where I think it was, is there a preacher called Mario Murillo or something?
Oh,
like
yeah.
That?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I saw it, but didn't see it, Larry. Go ahead.
And the first 2 minutes and 15 seconds of that video were just mind-blowing. He was reading quotes from a letter that a couple of 300, I think 278 or something like that, I can't remember the exact number, of medical officials involved with the coronavirus and everything, that they published a letter. And the letter literally said, quoting this guy, I'm not going to be able to do the quotes because I don't have it, but here's what the letter said. It said that all these protesters, they can be excused from wearing masks and doing social distancing because their cause is just.
Oh, Larry.
The letter specifically pointed out, but churches are not allowed to go without mask and social distancing, says because they fall under the rules. But all these protesters, their cause is so important, and understanding that the plight against the Black man is so important that they can go without their mask and social distancing. And it was absolutely mind blowing, and it revealed, and it, like you say, revealing, telling the truth. It shows the light of truth on where they are coming from.
Unequal justice, right, Larry? Unequal justice. The Lord saw it. Justice has fallen. Truth has fallen in the street, and it can't get up. Why is it significant that the Lord said truth has fallen in the street? Because in the street is where the debate takes place. In the street, not in the church. Truth has fallen in the church, but it's impacting the street. Truth has fallen in the street. It can't get up. Why? Because we have been trained to be politically correct and go along with all the stinking lies that the God-hating, leftist, communist, demonic freaks are shoving down our throat. We are too concerned with being nice than being truthful.
Hey,
listen, it doesn't say you will be nice and you shall be set free. It says you shall know the truth and you shall be set free. The truth sounds like hate. Come on in, whoever it was. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
You know, I do have to say, I did find one really, really good reason for wearing a mask. I had to wear a mask to go into the store to get my eyes tested for my new glasses the other day. And by the time I got to the seat where I'm picking out the frames and everything, I said, hey, gee, this wearing a mask thing is really cool. I says,
customers, but we've been given our first $5,000 citation for not making our customers wear a mask in our private business. This is government overreach, and we won't be a party to this trampling on our rights as well as yours. Our ancestors put their lives on the line for liberty and freedom, and we enjoy today. And so we're not going to open our doors. We will not comply with this. We've been warned that we will receive an additional citation every day we remain open. Thus, starting tomorrow, we will no longer be open. No, no, but you can go out in the streets and burn down buildings and break windows and not have to wear a mask. Folks, they're crying peace, peace, and there is no peace. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.